This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. has retaliated for a series of attacks by Iranian-backed militia groups against American personnel in the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that Iran wants to hide its hand and deny its role in these attacks against our forces. We will not let them. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The strikes come after a series of warnings from President Biden on down that Iran would face consequences for at least 12 drone and missile strikes on Americans in Iraq and Syria.
If they continue to move against those troops, we will respond.
We maintain the inherent right of defending our troops.
We're going to do it at a time of our choosing and a manner of our choosing.
The Pentagon says airstrikes hit two Iranian-linked facilities in Syria. The U.S. is stressing it was self-defense after the president said this week any retaliation would be unrelated to the Israel-Hamas war.
It has nothing to do with Israel.
The strikes reflect the president's determination to balance deterring future action against U.S. forces while also trying to avoid inflaming the region and provoking a wider conflict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China's top diplomat is raising hopes for improving U.S. ties during his three-day visit here to Washington. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Wang Yi, China's top diplomat, speaking through a translator, says communications between Washington and Beijing need to be improved.
China and the United States need to have dialogue. Not only should we resume dialogue should be in-depth.
Wang will visit with his counterpart, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other high-level U.S. officials, including possibly President Joe Biden. Both countries appear eager to stem any further decline in their ties. Norman Hall, Washington.
And this is VOA News. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says that Russia has resorted to cruel methods to force soldiers into a no-win situation.
It's reprehensible to think about that you would execute your own soldiers because they didn't want to follow orders, and now threatening to execute entire units. It's barbaric. But I think it's a symptom of how poorly Russia's military leaders know they're doing and how bad they have handled this from a military perspective.
Ukrainian pilots have started F-16 training here in the U.S. with the Arizona Air National Guard, bringing Kyiv one step closer to acquiring the U.S.-made fighter jets that Ukraine says it needs to help defend its sovereign territory and citizens from Russian troops. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bridget Brink said the training is an essential part of building Ukraine's air defense. The training is expected to last several months. The news comes as the U.S. announced on Thursday that it's providing up to $150 million in additional military aid for Ukraine. Hundreds of police and law enforcement agents are continuing an intense manhunt Friday in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine in search of a man who authorities linked to the deaths of 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar and grill in a small city of Lewiston. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Chaos and horror around Lewiston, Maine. The sound of first responders from Broadcast Defy after at least 18 people were killed by a gunman at a restaurant and pool hall and a bowling center where Patrick Poulin's son usually practices. But for some reason this Wednesday night, he didn't.
Possibly it's a life-saving situation.
Poulin's brother, though, witnessed the devastation.
He doesn't know how he's going to unsee some of the things that he saw.
The suspect, identified as weapons instructor and Army reservist Robert Card.
Considered armed and dangerous?
The Associated Press has learned from a government source Card had been hospitalized this summer after his commanders were concerned about his mental health while training at the West Point Academy in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
European Union nations have long been divided in their approach to Israel and the Palestinians, but the brutal nature of the Hamas attack in Israel on October 7th, which killed more than 1,400 people, and the hardship of civilians forced from their homes in Gaza have shone a bright spotlight on those divisions. During a summit, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen laid the blame for the crisis in Gaza squarely with Hamas. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.